came up here last night to get my copy of the, agenda, and.
The buzzer was buzzing.
The buzzer was buzzing, and I didn't know if that set off an alarm at the sheriff's office or what.
No. I'm not sure why, but let's see, I got a call about 3:30. Probably going on, I don't know why they called me.
No, I didn't know, I wasn't there.
Well, I called, what I did is I called the sheriff, I told him, I said I hadn't come in there last night, and to let you know that there's nothing wrong, I just had to go get a piece of, get a doctor. Think they passed that along with that shift. But anyway, what's the procedure, should I call the sheriff department first, if I go in after hours?
Well, I thought they were supposed to call the sheriff's office at the time, though. Alarm, whatever the case is, but I don't know.
Well, it was on before I walked in.
It's 10 till 9, this is, Monday, September 27th. I'll call this, public hearing, to order on our proposed 2010-2011 budget.
Judge, this is going on, this is the signing of all the budget, and it falls on August 21st, I don't know if any changes should be made to it. This is a hearing, you'll take no action at this time, you can take, suggestions under advisement, and then later in the later meeting, you will approve the budget with any amendments that you have, and the tax rate. One thing I'll say is, the court did not raise taxes this year, so the budget is very tight. No basis in here, for any employees, or like officials, or appointed officials. This is a very tight budget, but, only thing we can work with. And the only other item I'll mention is, I know we're under talks and consideration of doing some roof repairs and some other major repairs over at the sheriff's office. Those numbers are not in budget, but we'll be resolved, but those numbers will be, and we'll have to deal with those in this budget. Whatever those numbers may be, we may have to, if it's $3,000, we may have to borrow the money and pay it out over a couple of years. That'll be an option on the court. Those numbers are not in here yet.
All right. So, the appropriate time to make any amendments to the budget will be when we take it up in the court.
Yes, this is just about to make any comments, any ability of the court to make any comments, that's part of the proposal, but.
Any comments by commissioners?
Judge, I would, we had looked at this, and it has been discussed, and there is one thing that I would like to look at and amend. We had talked about the volunteer fire departments, on the, helping with their insurance. I know everything is tight with everybody, but I'd like for the court to consider, when we do adopt the budget, to amend it, where we take care of the insurance, for all the volunteer fire departments. I think it's around $19,000. In return, they'd get to keep their $600, where we've been taking the insurance money out of that. That was one proposal that you had talked about. And I'd like for us to consider that and to do that when we do adopt the budget. I think it would be a plus, but at the same time, I think we need to look at getting the Texas Forest Service involved in this and come in and work with all the volunteer fire departments. I know we've got a lot of equipment out there, and sometimes, you know, there may be two departments over here that's got the same equipment and not over here. I think we need to look at that, especially as we're going after our grants for the fire departments and stuff, and maybe I think the Texas Forest Service will come in and work with all the volunteer fire departments and help them with their budgets that they have and show them things that they can do, but kind of coordinate just not one department, but the whole county as a whole, coordinate this to the point where it will be beneficial to the county as a whole. Because, you know, I see where we're getting equipment here, and there may not be equipment over here, and maybe everybody work together to try to get the equipment spread out. Like if we can assist over here, we can get there much faster if this department has this piece of equipment. I know there's a lot of grant money out there right now. It's gradually fading away. I think in the next year to 2 years, there's no promise to that, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of money there for grant money and getting equipment. We're fortunate at this time that the equipment's there. It comes back to 9/11, but at the same time, the grant money is still taxpayers' money. It's still being spent. But and I think the fire chiefs, we can get with Texas Forest Service and let them come in and help all of us kind of organize and see what we got, what we need for our size county with equipment. And that's just something I would like for us to consider when we adopt the budget.
Any other comment?
I don't have one.
Since this is a public hearing.
I have one comment, Judge. Okay. There was some discussion earlier about the constable of Precinct 1 wanting his reserve deputy, who's unpaid, to receive a surplus vehicle from the Sheriff's Department to do warrants, to work the hot checks. And I think the amount's $1,900 for the year. $1,900 is the estimated expense of that, the use of that vehicle. And I would propose to amend the budget to include $1,900 in the budget of the Constable Precinct 1 for the reserve deputy's use of that vehicle. I would also stipulate that there be a log that went along with the use of that vehicle, to log not only mileages, but the revenues that were generated by the use of that vehicle. And let's see if it pays for itself, and if it does not, it can be, the car could be sold the next year. I think it would be a revenue maker.
I think it would be too. And but I think keeping the log would be a plus. And also, while you're on that, I know Precinct 2 has requested that too, if there's a car available. They have the same situation.
Well, I would propose that we wait and see how this works in Precinct 1 and see if it does generate revenue. And if it does, then we can extend it to the reserve deputy in Precinct 2. But let's just see how it goes in Precinct 1 right now.
Okay.
I would think if we need to do it in both of them, we're going to do it in one. I'm not in favor of doing it in one and not in the other.
Well, there's a consideration that Precinct 1 has.
I understand what you're saying about the revenue, but if we're going to do it in one, let's do it in both of them.
Precinct 1 has three
precincts. I understand that. But Precinct 2, he does a lot of out-of-town stuff, too. He has to be gone, and his deputy does a whole lot of his work. So if we're going to do it in one, let's do it in both of them.
You're talking about how much money per car?
$1,900 per year. That includes gas, that includes insurance, that includes tires, that includes oil changes, everything we could think of. But the purpose of the log is to see exactly how much it's costing us.
I understand that.
Any other comments? Since this is a public hearing, is anyone here this morning who wants to testify in favor of or against or on the proposed 2010-11 budget? I see no one indicating they wish to do that, so at this point in time, we will close the... Child welfare.
Child welfare board.
And CASA.
Yeah, now CASA money is all, is in there, because that was in there last year. Child welfare board money is not in there. Right now, we talked about a couple of different things, but we haven't changed anything.
I understand, and I've got some notes here to talk about that, possibly.
And that's the only other item that y'all have asked me about previously this night.
The leg house, is that money still in there?
That doesn't get us anywhere, you know.
But I understand that the top of it is they're not really spending that money right now.
That's looks like we can take that and transfer it over.
I don't know why.
Yeah, that's looked to me like the best thing to do with that, and just instead of putting it in the bank.
I made the comment earlier about a lot of the reasons for the needs in the child welfare board and the safety shelter, such as the drug abuse that occurs in the county. And I mentioned that possibly the district attorney has seizure funds, substantial seizure funds.
Forbidden.
Pardon me?
Seized funds. Seized
funds.
Oh. Forbidden
funds. Did you ever talk to him about that?
I talked to him about it at one point, and then the judge was going to talk to him, and I don't know if he had a chance to talk to him.
I think it would be very appropriate if he could set aside a certain amount of that, you know, by no means considering the amount in the account.
Well, he has to...
Statute limits.
Yeah, you have to be interested. There's some money that we provide for his assistant that we could provide that money.
However you want to move the men on the board, you know, $10,000-$20,000 would go a long way helping these charitable organizations that are directly affected by the drug situation in the county.